BGMC. The biblical truth lives here.
We are living in a time like no other in history. But fortunately for us, God wrote it down, all in His prophecies, what would happen next. Find out what prophecies came true this week, ripped straight from the headlines. Verily I say unto you, the only way to rightly understand prophecy is from a messianic Hebrew roots perspective. For without the roots, the tree is dead. Stay tuned for the Prophecy News headline show, The Remnant's Call.
Welcome to The Remnant's Call, The Sledgehammer Show, where prophecy, politics, religion, the straight truth come through to your device that you're watching us on or listening to us on. Tonight's show is Sledgehammer Show number 415. It is entitled The Powers of the Air. I got a phone call earlier today about somebody worried about nuclear war. We're not going to be talking about nuclear war. We're not going to be talking about balloons. We're not going to be talking about the State of the Union. We're not going to be talking about earthquakes, but we're going to be talking about the reason why we might be going to nuclear war. We're going to talk about the reason why those balloons were flying over the United States. And we're going to talk about the reasons for all these things happening, and it is truly spiritual. It definitely is spiritual. Let me introduce myself to you. I am Rav Hanun Ben Moshe from Beth Goyim Messianic Congregation, a place where Jew and Gentile worship Yeshua the Messiah as one people following the Word of God from Genesis through to the Book of Revelation. You can come out any Saturday, that's at 11 a.m., for worship, the Word, the news, and fellowship, and come out to 800 West 3rd Avenue in Lexington, North Carolina. That's 800 West 3rd Avenue in Lexington, North Carolina. If you love or hate the Sledgehammer Show, send us an email. And that email that you can send it to is info@thesledgehammershow.com. That's info@thesledgehammershow.com. We stream and put our videos on many different websites. And at the bottom of the screen, you now see a crawl with where you can find our videos at brighteon.com/channels/BGMCTV. And we'll be putting up that periodically during the show so that you can see all the different places that we broadcast our show to. And the Bible study, and also the most important, the Shabbat service. If you'd like to support the Sledgehammer Show, send a check or money order to Beth Goyim. That's 800 West 3rd Avenue in Lexington, North Carolina. That's 800 West 3rd Avenue in Lexington, North Carolina. I'm joined once again on the show with none other than the man from Florida, Mr. Ben Jimenez III. Okay, as we always do, we start off our show with scripture, because you have a lot of talking heads out there, and you have a lot of people that, they think they know what they're talking about, but they really don't know what they're talking about, because without the Word of God, you cannot understand what is going on. Without the Word of God, you cannot understand what's going on. So we're going to start off with tickle my ears, the so-called followers of Messiah. It says in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 3, "For time is coming when people will not have patience for sound teachings, but will gather will cater to their passions and gather around themselves teachers who say whatever their ears itch to hear." Okay, what happens with a lot of people is they go to, in their spirit, everybody knows that they need to worship God, and they go to churches, but they go with their their preconceived notions of what they think is right. They don't read the Bible. And if you read the Bible, you would know what is true and what is not true. If you read it from Genesis through to the book of Revelation. So they go, and, you know, I don't like that preacher because he said, you know, gays are not getting into heaven. He said that, you know, we can't cook on the Shabbat. He said, and you go with all this type of behavior, and that's where we get this. And this has been going on for 2,000 years, where Shaul, Paul, wrote to his spiritual son, Timotheus, and he said, you know, they're not going to have patience for sound teachings. They're going to gather around them people that that say whatever they think is right. Okay, so we're going to start off with that, and we're going to really discuss this because we are heading for nuclear war. We are heading for major problems. We are heading for that, Ben. So, in your walk in Florida, do you see this trend that, you know, people will say they're Christians, but they have their own view of Scripture? What do you think, Ben, as we start off this part here?
Well, definitely. I see it every day here in Florida. You try to, you know, somebody will tell you, oh, well, I believe in the Bible, I believe in God, or I believe in God, but I don't believe in the Bible. And then you ask them why. Oh, because the Bible was written by man. And then I'll ask them, well, if the Bible was written by man, how can it be so accurate as to predict all the things that have happened thus far? They never have an answer. But then when you start talking to them and trying to prove it, they don't want to hear it. You know, they'll change the subject, or they'll find somebody that's walking towards their way, and they'll call their name and start talking and walk away. And I find that a lot over here. Nobody wants to hear the truth. You know, the truth is considered hate speech nowadays. You know, you try to talk to them about the truth, try to, you know, share the truth with them, the truth of Messiah, the truth of salvation, and nobody wants to hear it. Nobody has time for that anymore, they say. You know, they're so busy chasing the dollar. The devalued dollar is what they're chasing, because the dollar has no value anymore. You look at the prices of eggs. A couple of weeks ago, five dozen eggs cost $19 in Walmart. $19 in Walmart. You know, this is all that people are concerned with. The price of food, how much they make, pay their bills, go to work, come home, and that's it. They don't have time for God. They don't seek God. They don't even think about seeking God on a daily basis. You hear them say, oh, thank God for another day, but really? Really thank God for another day? You know, what do you mean by saying, oh, thank God for another day? They walk away. You know, there's very little tolerance for the truth. There's very little tolerance for speaking the word, the true word, you know, that is Torah, the Nevi'im, the Ketuvim, and the Brit Hadashah. They do not want to hear it.
Yeah, they definitively don't want to hear it. So that's why we're going to get to some serious stuff tonight, because we are heading for war. We're not going to be talking about the balloons. We're going to be talking about the reason that we're heading that way. We're going to talk about the reason that we're heading that way. And it's going to happen because it's prophesied. Okay? But here is the problem. Here, this lie where the problem lies. It lies with the body of the so-called body of Messiah. Church of England embraces gender-neutral God. They will stop using male pronouns and referring to God in prayers. They will drop phrase "Our Father" from the Lord's Prayer. God could be referred to in a non-gendered terms during Church of England services for the first time. It can be revealed, breaking with centuries tradition. Bishops announced they have launched a major project on gender language this spring. So the Bible, which is thousands of years old, the Church of England, this demonic, you know, this is the problem. The seculars, so you have us that, we're so right wing, we can't even see the left wing. Okay. But the seculars don't know the difference between the Church of England, the Catholic Church, the Protestant Church, the Wesleyan Church, the Lutheran Church, all these different churches. All they think is, these people are idiots. The church people are idiots. Because the Church of England is not a church. When they're taking out, in Hebrew, there is masculine and feminine. Perfect and imperfect, okay? It's a very simple but strong language, okay? God is our Father. Man shall leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. We're not talking, there are homosexuals in the Bible. We have Sodom and Gomorrah. Okay, you have that. But when the church is failing, when they're going to take, the Our Father prayer, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Okay, they're going to take Our Father out of the prayer. This is where our problem lies. Okay, then let's read a little bit more of this article. It may suggest that the priest can stop using the male programs he and him when referring to God in some prayers, or even that they can drop the famous phrase Our Father from the start of the Lord's Prayer. The Reverend Joanna Stobart, a vicar in the Diocese of Guildford, Surrey, said that some clergy want to refer to God without saying he or him, particularly in prayers for forgiveness for sins. She asked, please could the Liturgical Commission provide an update on the steps being taken to develop more inclusive language in our authorized liturgy. Okay, so Reverend Joanna Stobart. Well, see, there's your problem right there. Okay. In the scriptures, we don't have women in the priesthood. Okay. You had Aaron and his sons. Okay. You made clothes for Aaron and his sons. The women had other jobs. Somewhat a really important job. They gave birth to children, okay, and that's how we all got here. There's no people that were hatched from eggs, but the church is now destroying the Bible, and they want people to come and worship it. They want to take out the pronouns he and him. Well, Yeshua is still a man. He got circumcised. Okay, we don't circumcise women. Okay, and it's Abraham circumcised every male in his house. Okay, there's a difference between male and female. Okay, females have ovaries, females have menstrual cycles, females give birth to babies. Men do not have mammary glands, they don't have ovaries, and they don't have menstrual cycles. But when the church is changing the Bible, then we have a serious, serious problem. Now let's go to this next part. Transgender Church of England vicar wants to normalize gender fluidity for children. Okay, children don't know what they want, okay? They don't know what they want to be when they grow up. They don't You know, that's why they're children. That's why the word says, train up a child in the way that they should go, and they won't depart. So now the Church of England, one of the head people, the Church of England transgender vicar has stated, they go into UK schools to help normalize queerness and gender fluidity among children. Okay, so let's talk about that for a second. They normalize queerness and gender fluidity. Okay, that's saying to God, you didn't know what you were doing when you made me. You know, I'm a boy in a girl's body. Okay, normalizing, you know, homosexuality. That's not the scriptures. Okay, so when the head of this church, the vicar, this leader, this Reverend Bingo Allison, a Church of England vicar in the Diocese of Liverpool who identifies as genderqueer, made their statement during an interview with the Liverpool Echo news outlet. Allison is a father of three. So let's pause there. This guy who's, you know, had a midlife crisis or something, who doesn't have the fear of God, is now confusing the seculars who should be seeking us out to find out about God, but he's normalizing homosexuality and gender fluidity. He's now sleeping with men, but he slept with a woman because he's the father of three. He evidently got aroused and had relations with a woman who gave birth to three of his children. Okay, so the church is the problem. Okay, during the interview with the Liverpool Echo, Allison said, I try to get involved in not just in my religious work, but outside it with the local secular LGBT youth groups. No, please don't get involved. We don't need your garbage. You're confusing the children. Okay, let's go to one more story before I bring my colleague on, Ben. Taylor Swift, and for those that don't know her, she's a pop star. Taylor Swift says she's a Christian, and she has perverted Christianity. She says sodomy is good, protecting babies is awful. So you got a Christian, this is not a Christian, who thinks sodomy is good. Okay, that's homosexuality. That's, you know, that's two men having relations and there's only one place they're putting their private, and that's wrong. So Taylor Swift says sodomy is good and protecting babies is bad. So America's founding principle of freedom of religion has led progressives to believe that religion is to be freely interpreted by anyone and everyone to suit their own desires. Well, didn't we start off with that 2 Timothy scripture? Okay, where they'll have people that fit what they want to say. Liberals have taken advantage of the fact that degrade religion, and particularly Christianity, to the point of render it unrecognizable. Let's see what else this twit had to say. Swift talks about her turn to politics and religion in Netflix documentary, Miss Americana. According to the Christian Broadcast Network, she makes it clear that in her mind, being a Christian is touting progressive ideals somehow cohere. You can't be a progressive and believe in God because God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Okay, so she's siding with the LGBT community and their lifestyles, which God does not. And then she says she's moved to co-op biblical Christianity to serve her progressive ideas. Swift told The Guardian, obviously I'm pro-choice. So you got all these people, Ben. In these stories, you got these two churches and this very popular person who's saying she's a Christian. And this is where our problem lies. It lies with these people that are faking the rest of the public out to be misled into thinking that we can be a homosexual and get into heaven, that we can be a sodomite and get into heaven, we could murder babies and get into heaven. God is not a man anymore. You know, we don't call him Father. You know, we're taking the word our Father out of the formulated prayer. So these balloons, you know, these Chinese balloons, you know, were sent all over the globe. You got nuclear war, you got Russia. One of the ministers said that they're going to, after they're done with the Ukraine, they're going to go attack Poland. Okay. You got all this stuff, and the catalyst is the church. The church is not doing what they're supposed to be doing. So, you know, Ben, what do you say to the vicar of, you know, the Church of England? What would you say to this moron if they were watching the show? What would you say to them, Ben?
Reread your Bible, and if it doesn't match the original scriptures, then turn that Bible in and get a real one. We all know that you know, God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah because of their sin and because of how they were attacking Lot for the visitors that came to rescue them. We all know that Revelation speaks of those who are outside of the kingdom, you know, which is the sorcerers, the liars, the cheaters, the murderers, the fornicators, the homosexuals. This is stuff that we're not saying because we hate the LGBT community. These are things that we're saying because it's what the Word of God says. And like we were speaking earlier, nobody wants to hear the truth. The truth is considered hate speech. You know, I've heard testimonies of many people who used to be homosexual and transgender, and they've given their life over to God. You know, they've repented of their sin, you know, and they walk in the straight and narrow now. You know, it's a beautiful thing when you can testify how God has lifted you up out of the mire, out of the mud, you know, and the muck of this world. And in turn, it glorifies him because, you know, people are just that astonished that no matter how wicked or evil you might have been at one point in your life, you know, our God is a merciful God, and he shows that mercy, extending that mercy and that grace to us, you know, so that this way we can find our way through him. But these people have taken and twisted the truth to satisfy their own wicked desires, their own evil agenda. You know, why is it that they always come and attack the kids? Because they know that the kids can't defend themselves with logical thought, you know, because a child is a child. You know, a child, all he knows is he wants to, you know, watch cartoons or play with toys. What business does a child have, or what business do you have trying to force a child to make a decision that is life impacting? You know, the word says in Proverbs, you know, train up a child in the way he should go, And when he is old, from those ways he shall not depart. You know, even though he may stray over to the left or to the right, what you've instilled in that child will always come back to life. But these people are trying to kill the spirit. They're trying to, you know, like Isaiah says, in the last days, good will be called evil and evil will be called good. This is what we're witnessing right now. We're witnessing a turnaround, you know, like in the movie Little Nicky with Adam Sandler. You know, they cheered Little Nicky on by saying, "You can do it, Little Nicky. Cover Winkler and bees." You know, the whole point of the movie was that Little Nicky was not evil, but he had to learn to be evil to save his father, the devil, from being destroyed because the other two disobedient sons went out through the entrance of hell. You know, it's a stupid plot, but it just goes to show how normalizing evil and normalizing wickedness, how far it's come. You know, we see it every day in the movies. We see it every day in the music industry. We've seen it this past week in the Grammys. You know, it's just an open and blatant disrespect for God lately.
Well, it looks, you know, what we need to look at is that the body has been infiltrated. That's what we want to look at. The body has been infiltrated. And when the body is no longer set apart, when the body no longer is holy, then the floodgates of evil, because Jehovah the Father, okay, and his son, okay, Yeshua, they, you know, Yeshua opens up the fourth seal and 25% of the world dies, okay? So when the body is not doing its job, when the body is not bringing forth, you know, telling people about sin, you know, our whole, you know, the whole objective of the Bible is to show you what sin is so that you can rid yourself of it to be with a holy God. Are you going to be perfect? No. Okay. But you're to be trying. Okay. When you're like the world and you're not following God, he can't let you into his house in heaven. Okay. So when the body is failing, and we see this throughout history in the scriptures, because Israel's priesthood was sometimes good, most of the time bad. You know, Moses was up on the mountain for 40 days and he comes down with the Ten Commandments. You know, he's walking down the mountain. I have 15. Psh! 10 commandments. Okay. That's a Mel Brooks thing. So he's got 10 commandments, and he goes to his brother. You know, his brother has made the golden calf. And he says, "What did these people do to you to make this golden calf?" Now, Aaron was there for the 11 events, okay? Remember, it's the 10 plagues. And the one other event, the 11th, was the snakes. Before the plague started, you know, he threw the staff down and the staff turned into snakes and the snakes ate the snakes and, you know, all this stuff like that. Aaron was there. And so Moses comes down the mountain and he says, you know, what did they do to you to make you make this idol? And Aaron just says, "It popped out. It popped out." You know, he doesn't even make up a great lie like, you know, they were holding a knife to my beard and, you know, they were going to cut off my beard. They were going to kill my children. You know, none of that. He blatantly lies. And he says, I threw the gold in and it just popped out. Okay, so when the priesthood is not doing its job, and there we saw, let me bring it up again on the screen here. Let me see here. Let me bring this up here. You know, when we got, you know, Taylor Swift, you know, she's not a leader in the body, but she is a pretty, you know, popular person, okay? But when we got, let's get to here. When we got the body, the leadership saying, we're not going to use he and him anymore when we're reading from the Bible. We're not going to have we're not going to say our Father who is in heaven, holy is your name. We're going to say, holy is your name. I don't even know what demonic thing they're going to replace it. I mean, it who is in heaven. You know, when we got this type of stuff happening in the body, okay, when the body is leading the charge to do this type of stuff, when the body is, you know, we got the gender neutral, and then we got the, you know, the transgender vicar normalizing queerness and gender fluidity. Okay, so you're saying to a kid, you're supposed to be teaching them about honoring your mother and father, not lying, not cheating, not stealing, not committing adultery. You're supposed to be teaching all these things, and you're worried about gender fluidity. You know, some child says he wants to be a girl one day, and you say, okay, when you're older, you can make a decision when you have a brain. Okay, a 5-year-old doesn't have a brain. Okay, you know, they don't know what they want. They don't have any idea. You know, they can't do trigonometry. Not that many people can. They can't even add. They don't know their alphabet. They don't know. They don't have any life's experiences to say I want to be a girl or a boy. Okay, and you have this Reverend Bingo Allison, a father of three, who's broken his vow to his wife, and now is with men because he's transgender. Or maybe he's not transgender. Maybe he hasn't broken his vow to his wife, but now he's dressing like a woman. Your wife didn't marry a woman. She married what she, you know, maybe thought was a man of God. Now you got this man of God following the devil. Okay? So now we got to look at something else, because now that the body of Messiah is not doing their job, we have to go now to the scriptures. We have to go now to this part. Ephesians 2, verse 2. You walked in the ways of the Elam HaZeh and obeyed the ruler of the power of the air who is still at work among the disobedient. Okay, when we do not follow the word, this is what, you know, the people in InfoWars, you know, Stu Peters, you know, Ben Shapiro, all these, you know, this is what Glenn Beck, all these people don't understand. This is spiritual, okay? When you're seeing that these supposed balloons travel all over the globe and nobody shoots them down, they let China monitor their, go over their country without any, you know, problems, this is a spiritual problem, because you have these few people, you know, running the world because the powers of the air who is still at work among the disobedient. So the powers of the air is not the Lord. He has allowed Satan to run free because we, you know, especially the body. You can't expect the seculars to know how to follow anything if the body is not being set apart. Yeshua the Messiah says, be holy, for I am holy. And in 1 John 5:19, we know that we are from God and that the whole world lies in the power of the evil one. Okay? There's a time frame, okay, that the Father has allowed, okay, that the world lies in the power of the evil one. And when we're not doing our job, when we're saying you can be transgender, we're going to change the Bible, we're going to change the wording from he to them to whatever freakish pronoun you want to use, gender fluidity, you have all this stuff going on. You got Taylor Swift, a secular person, saying, I'm Christian, but I believe in sodomy, and I believe that you should be able to kill the baby in the womb up to, you know, the time it's born. So this is, we're in the power of the evil one. Ephesians 6:12, for we are not struggling against human beings, but against the rulers, authority, and cosmic powers governing the darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realm. So we got these three scriptures. Now, this is important to understand, that when we fail, when the body is not holy any longer, then this happens. We allow the floodgates and the evil to happen, and there we see from the Grammys this Sunday, not that many people were watching it, but still, we've opened the floodgates to Satan. You know, they're not in the closet anymore. Look at what it says there on the Twitter. And CBS has deleted this tweet. It stated that they were saying they're ready to worship ahead of Sam Smith's satanic Grammy performance. They were ready to worship, not to perform, not to have a concert, but to worship. And, you know, just the stills that I've seen from this and in the few seconds of video, you know, this is open Satan worship. But they said it in the tweet. We're ready to worship, not to perform, but worship. But the reason is because the body is not preaching the holy word. Then we have this, and I'll bring Ben on in a moment to get his take on this. Okay, in Idaho, Satanists protest against bill to criminalize bodily mutilation of children and teens. A group of Satanists has announced plans to hold a public protest against an Idaho bill that would criminalize the chemical castration and bodily mutilation of children. So they're not even trying to hide who they are. They're becoming a political party. The Satanists are being a political party, and now they're going to demonstrate against the government, okay? Because, you know, and how can you say, well, we can't allow the Satanists to do this? This is improper. Well, the church is, you know, saying we can't call the Father. We're gender fluid. We believe in sodomy. We believe in killing babies, okay? Satanic Idaho is promoting a Hail Yourself gender affirmation ritual to remind Idahoans, I just like that, Idahoans, okay, that not everyone uses religion to condemn but to accept, the group said in its social media. Yes, Satan accepts everybody, especially if you're sinning, you know, because that's what Satan wants. He wants you far away from God. So we got that, and, you know, this is all because we know that we are from God and that the whole world lies in the power of the evil one, okay? So now, let's go to the next story. U.S. Satanists open ritual abortion clinic. Look at the yellow there. Most services are free of charge as long as patients participate in an obligatory abortion ritual. The group said the statement seen by Worthy News, the ritual involves the recitation of two of our tenets and personal affirmation of the devil. One other story. Christian prayer warriors raise alarm over Boston Satan Con 2023, the Satanic Temple as its largest satanic gathering in history. They're going to have this largest gathering in history of Satan worshipers. This is amazing, Ben. This is absolutely amazing what is going on. The satanic people not even wanting to hide who they are. They're just being open about their satanic worship. Isn't this amazing? I mean, it's amazing to one sense. We're seeing the scriptures actually come alive. What do you think about the scriptures coming alive, Ben?
Well, I mean, you know, we know that this is happening because we've already spoken on this Satan con. But the fact that, you know, they're like I was trying to say earlier, they're blatantly just doing everything out in the open now. They're not hiding anymore, because evil has been so normalized that they look forward to seeing things like this Grammy performance by this artist that said, you know, he's gender neutral, you know, that he's non-binary, I think is the word that he used. But when Taylor Swift says that sodomy is good, and then you have Pink on the other hand that says that she doesn't want people who are pro-life to listen to her music, where are these people, where are their minds, you know? Where is the fear of God anymore? It doesn't exist, you know? You have that head of the Church of England, you know? Church of England used to be so strict in their ways, you know, because of all this cancel culture and this Black Lives Matter and white down with the white people, you know, all these racist organizations, you know, we've lost touch with our spiritual side, you know, and we've put the spiritual man to sleep. You know, I believe I mentioned this earlier in one of the earlier blogs that you know, spoke at the video podcast that I had spoken. You know, Keith Green was a genius of a musician, and he sang this one song that says, you know, the world is sleeping in the dark, and the church sleeping in the dark, and the church just can't fight because it's asleep in the light. We've gotten too fat for our own good. You know, we're spiritually fat. We don't want to move. We don't want to exercise the word. We don't want to share it anymore because it offends other people. And that is where the problem lies. Because if you don't stand firm for the word, you're going to fall for everything. You know, you're going to fall at everything because you're not rooted into the foundation, which is Yeshua, which is the word, which is Torah. You know, unless we're deeply rooted, the winds are going to come and shake us around like this tornado not too long ago in Alabama. You know, I mean, in seconds, this tornado decimated a whole town. You know, houses flattened, leveled, ripped up from the foundation, and people lost, you know, so much stuff. Why? But why? Because if we don't act spiritually, then all these plagues and these diseases and these trials and tribulations will be upon us. And it's only because of God's mercy. Because he is so merciful that he doesn't want any of us to perish. But he would like for all of us to repent. You know? So what does he do? He gives us a chance. But we misuse the chance by inviting evil in. Because we've turned our backs on God. And that's exactly what's happening with all this. We've turned our backs on God. The idols nowadays are these so-called rap artists, these musicians who work for the Illuminati, who have an agenda of Satanism, and that's exactly what they're spreading. And this didn't happen overnight. This happened successfully, progressively throughout the ages, because as time went by, we became more and more desensitized to the truth.
Yeah, we became more desensitized to the truth, but what we did was the church, the body of Messiah, got infiltrated. That's what we really need to look at. How did the body of Messiah get infiltrated? How did we fall asleep on the scriptures? How did, we don't want to hear about sin because we like sin so much? Well, you're not going to like captivity much. And your lives can be changed in a moment's notice. I mean, we look at the earthquake that happened the other day, and, the pictures are astounding. The buildings that just pancaked. I mean,
It's very sad. It's very sad. But we say this. I don't know. On a weekly basis, we have to repent. If we don't repent, ain't no change gonna happen. Little Ebonics for those who understand. If we don't repent, things will not happen. We have to repent. We have to move with faith, like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, like Rabino Moshe. We have to move like Avinu Abraham. When God said, "Hey, get up and leave your town, leave your father's house, and go to where I'm going to send you." He didn't know where he was being sent, but he went in faith. And lo and behold, here we are, like the multitude of the stars and the sand of the sea. We're so numerous that we can't be counted anymore. But why is that? It's because we moved in faith. But now, when we turn our backs on God, Israel did many times in 1st, 2nd Kings, 1st, 2nd Chronicles, when we turned our backs on God, God punished us. Is the punishment that we're receiving now him allowing, this evil to rise up? Because the time is near. Everything has to happen now at such a great speed that it's like everything is flashing right before our eyes. And it's only because we do not take the word seriously anymore. It's like for thousands of years they've been crying that Messiah is coming back. Messiah is coming back. For thousands of years we've heard the same thing. And is it that people are tired of hearing it and don't believe it anymore because it hasn't happened? That could be it. But to see things like this, it's not even mind-boggling, because the word of our God says it. It says that in the last days, evil will be called good. These people idolize these people. These children idolize these artists. And why is that? Because the parents that haven't shown the children any different, you know, because they themselves idolize these pagan characters, you know. And then when you tell them the truth, it offends them, you know.
Well, you tell them the truth, but they're confused. That's what the biggest key is they're confused because the church, the body of Messiah, has, you know, misled them because they're saying, well, God is not he or she. We're taking out the Our Father. We got, you know, women reverends. We got transgender preachers. You know, this is what the problem is that Satan has snaked his way into the church, and that's the linchpin. That's the when that domino fell. That's why, you know, let me put this up on the screen. You got this story, you know, the Grammys. You got the Satanists in Idaho planning to hold a public demonstration against, you know, that they should be able to mutilate their children. You got the Satanists open up their own ritual abortion thing, and the ritual involves, you know, you want your abortion paid for free? You got to say this recitation. The two tenets of their religion, Satanism is a religion, and a personal affirmation that, you know, you give your life to Satan. Now, you might think it's hocus pocus, but it's real. And then you got SatanCon. So we have all this, and it comes down to God said through his servant, Shaul, you know, for we're not struggling against human beings, but against the rulers and authorities of cosmic powers, governing this darkness against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realm. We can't get away from this, Ben. This is why, you know, they hate us so much. You know, the Torah observant messianic people, the ones that are following the word and preaching Torah, preaching repentance, you know, this, you know, there is darkness, but it is the body that has opened the door and let it come in. So, you know, this is not some joke. You know, hell is on the way, but in you know, everybody's going to get hurt, but, you know, judgment starts with the house of God.
Amen.
You know, so what's your last couple of shekels? You're muted.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
All right. We have all these people that are protesting the truth. We don't have the truthers protesting the lies. You know, and it's all because of fear of offending somebody. The Pauls, the Kephas, the Matthews, the Andrews, you know, the sons of Zebedee, the sons of thunder, need to rise up once again and carry this message to the world, regardless of the price that's going to be paid for it, because it is better to be decapitated for preaching the word of God and wind up in heaven than to stay quiet and find out that you're going to hell because you didn't spread the message. We have to spread the message. We have to increase our faith, and we have to blindly serve our God, because if we open up our eyes to what's going on around us, we're going to fall just like Kepha fell when Yeshua told him to come and walk on the water, when he saw the wind around him. You know, we need to keep our eyes on the prize. We need to keep our eyes on Yeshua. We need to stay focused. If we lose focus, we lose the battle. If we lose the battle, we will lose the war.
Hell is on the horizon, and that is true. Nuclear war is coming. Okay, because a quarter of the world has to die when Yeshua opens up the fourth seal. The pulpit needs to get its act together. We need to stop worrying about what people think and start worrying about what God thinks. You know, it says in Kepha's writings, in Peter's writings, that the angels that went against God are in a place lower than hell. I believe that pastors and preachers who bring forth this type of garbage of gender fluidity, the changing the Bible, God is not a man, the Father, you know, taking out the Our Father and what Yeshua said in the Gospels about the Our Father, they're going to be with those angels that fell in a place lower than hell. And in the Gospel of Luke, Yeshua tells us about what hell is like. We're heading for some bad times. And the reason we're heading for that is because Satan has been allowed to infiltrate not just the church, but the messianic body. We're not doing what we're supposed to be doing. I love the people that come to the congregation. I love the people online. But I don't serve you. I serve Yehovah Elohim, the Father, the Son, and the Ruach HaKodesh. We need to be strong on the Word, and we need to push back. We need to push out demonic preachers like the vicar of Liverpool or wherever that stupid place is. We need to remove that piece of garbage from the pulpit. People need to, it is better to not go anywhere and read your Bible and be online with us, or even if you don't have an internet service, to just be reading your Bible and be with God on the Shabbat from sundown Friday to sundown Saturday, than to be in a place where you have this demonic type of preaching causing the problems. Satan has been emboldened because God said, it's your time. Because my pulpit has failed. My people have failed. For five weekends in a row, Jews in Israel and Gentiles have been worshiping the God of secularism. They've been worshiping the God of the secular law because they're afraid to worship the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. Hell is coming because of that. When Israel doesn't follow her God, Satan is running free. We need to get back to the Word of God. Pick up your Bible and start reading at Genesis, and don't stop reading until you get to the book of Revelation. It is one book, one thought process. Jehovah said, don't add or subtract from my law. Anyone who adds or subtracts from his law will be find him or herself, find themselves in a place lower than hell. And then ultimately your soul will be destroyed in the lake of fire. These things are occurring. The Grammys was just, it wasn't so much what that it was, but that it was going over the airwaves. And it was being bold. When Satanists are going against the government openly, it is bold. When people are going to SatanCon and not worrying about what people think of them, it is bold. And it is a time of Satan taking over the world. And we should get ready. So put your trays in our upright position. Buckle your seatbelts. Put your trays in the upright position. Put your head between your knees and kiss your bum goodbye. For the Remnants Call of the Sledgehammer Show, until next week, Shalom Aleichem.
Shalom, this is Messianic Rabbi Andrew Dinnerman. I would personally like to thank you for tuning in to the Remnants Call each and every week. You can listen to the full message on our website, bethgoyim.org. If you have drawn closer to the King of Kings, learned more about him today, we are blessed. If you are blessed by these messages, please consider a donation to our ministry. You can go to our website, bethgoyim.org. That's B-E-T-H-G-O-Y-I-M. www.yim.org and click on the donate button. You do not have to have a PayPal account to donate. All you need is a debit card. Once again, thank you very much for listening to The Remnant's Call.
If you have not taken your first steps to be born again, just ask God's help. Remember, it's His loving grace that has come to find you. No one is worthy or able to reach God, but God can reach us, and He's reaching out to you now. Just open your heart and let Him in. His arms are open, and the blessing of salvation and eternal life are waiting for you. Don't let it wait any longer.
Shalom. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord lift His face and shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you and give you His shalom.
Shalom. My name is Messianic Rabbi Andrew Dinnerman, and I invite you to come to visit our congregation. If you are in the tri-state area, come out and visit with us on Shabbat. We are a congregation of Jews and Gentiles living as one in the Messiah Yeshua. BGMC is a place of true worship. The focus never wanders from the Hebraic roots of our faith. Beth Goyim is rooted in the Word of God from Bereshit through to the Book of Revelation. Messiah's strong words against man-made tradition are carefully recorded in Matthew 7. That is the reason we only follow the straight-up instructions found in Scripture. Truly, the way, the truth, and the life. If you're looking for a deeper walk with Adonai, come out for our Tuesday evening Bible study called Messianic Torah Time. Come, spend the day with us on any Shabbat. We start at 11 a.m. with the sound of the ancient Hebrew shofar. Next, we offer our King praise and worship in English, Hebrew, and Spanish. After worship, we review the headlines in the previous week's news from around the globe, especially news from the Holy Land Israel. We don't just list the news headlines as current events, but we comb through the scriptures, searching for clues to understand what they mean, and then to help pinpoint prophetically our current position on Adonai's clock. After digesting all that modern information, we leave the world behind as we journey with our Adonai deep into His eternal word. Not with just one or two scriptures, but usually seven or more scriptures. The spiritual nourishment and the richness of His kingdom become accessible to the ones who share this special time and seek them out. The day does not end there. Because Shabbat is so special to Him, there is always so much more that our King desires to share. So instead of separating and leaving, we stay together as a family for potluck lunch and an afternoon study of our King's Word. We close the Shabbat together with the reading of the new week's parasha. That's the Torah portion. Even after those blessings, many of us just can't get enough. So the members bring prepared homemade foods to share while we all enjoy an uplifting movie together. If all that information is not quite enough, you can check out our website where you will find over 200 video teachings and biblical holy day studies. Under Messianic Torah Time, the Hebrew Roots button, you'll discover free studies on many, many different topics, including PowerPoint slide presentations. If Beth Goyim sounds like a place you'd love to visit, but you live outside the tri-state area, there is still a way to connect with us. We stream live on the internet on Tuesday, Thursday, and Shabbat. The website is www.bethgoyim.org. That's BETHGOYIM.org. Our phone number is 973-338-7800 or 978
to Yeshua. That's 978, the number 2, Yeshua. Shalom.